Proclamation number 5536, dated the November 17th, 1952. Will to help and work of the beings of light. Untold opportunities have been created to help the souls, on earth and in the beyond, who are still dark in spirit and therefore wretched. The light beings' activity includes helping imperfect souls on earth or those who had entered the spiritual kingdom in an imperfect state. For every effort is dedicated to the redemption of the spiritual essence, to transmitting light into the darkness, be it on earth or in the spiritual kingdom. And since the acceptance of light cannot be forcefully achieved, the souls have to be confronted by events which stimulate the will to become active in some form or other. Hence they are, so to speak, providentially urged to express their will. They are approached by beings from the spiritual kingdom or by people on earth who inspire them to become mentally active, and every influence can lead to the soul's favorable change of will resulting in spiritual maturity. Therefore, everything that confronts the human being on earth can be suitable in achieving this. With the right attitude, his whole life on earth can serve the human being's spiritual progress, and individual events can activate the said right attitude towards God, and then the person's earthly life will have resulted in his redemption. But, likewise, the soul can also expect to be influenced in the spiritual world by the beings of light, who continue the task they did not succeed in doing on earth. The soul will also be mentally influenced in the spiritual kingdom since, irrespective of its environment, everything the soul encounters is for the sole purpose of stimulating its thoughts, so that it may become aware of itself and its wrong attitude and try to change. Thoughts are always kept active so that the being learns to recognize its own state and endeavors to change. Hints of that nature are also given by the beings of light who continue the work of salvation on the souls, because they are moved by their love to release them from their miserable state. Consequently, no person and no being in the spiritual kingdom is without support, only their efforts are not recognized as long as the soul is not aware of spiritual matters. Very little is known about the relationship between the spiritual world and people. Most people deny all contact and therefore do not utilize the knowledge gained through such contacts. And until then they will not believe that all events taking place in human existence are premeditated and can but need not lead to spiritual maturity, because it is up to every person himself to derive a benefit for his spiritual development from every experience. The souls in the beyond are likewise helped to ascend by the beings of light, yet always taking account of free will, because there, too, free choice for God or his adversary is a decisive factor for the soul's higher development. But no soul will be abandoned if it decides wrongly. It will always and forever be fought for until it makes the right choice of will one day, until it voluntarily confesses to be with and for God, whom it has to, and indeed will, find one day in order to be blissfully happy. Amen.